It's been 10 months since electric scooters appeared on Charlotte streets. Since then, city officials have been trying to figure out how to manage things like parking and safety. This week, the city began a six-month pilot project using small electronic payments that it hopes will help. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Charlotte is one of three cities, along with Detroit and Omaha, working with the Charlotte-based mobile payment company Passport. The plan is to test whether small fees can be used to incentivize good parking and safety behavior. Scooter-by-scooter data gathered wirelessly by Passport will allow the city to adjust fees, says Dan Gallagher, the man who oversees scooters for Charlotte Department of Transportation.
If a scooter rider is doing all the right things, the fee that would ultimately be charged would be heavily discounted. If a scooter rider is doing all the wrong things, the scooter fee that would be charged to the vendor would be increased.
Gallagher says the city's goal isn't to generate revenue, but to encourage good behavior. Rising or falling fees could be used to make sure parked scooters are not blocking sidewalks, to get users to wear helmets, or to ensure they follow traffic rules. Passport also can track whether companies are putting scooters beyond uptown, especially near bus and light rail stations. Gallagher says the city might decide to let companies park scooters free in those areas while charging a fee in others. Three scooter companies, Lime, Bird, and Spin, are currently permitted for up to 400 scooters each in Charlotte. Until now, the city hasn't charged any fees. In some other cities, companies pay hundreds of dollars a year per scooter, arbitrary numbers that local officials seemingly pulled out of a hat, says Evan Costaliola of Lime, which is part of the pilot.
We think this is a way to eliminate unsustainable fees and policies that are established in the absence of data. This is something that we think is going to be a model nationally.
Costaliola hopes the hard data on ridership will push cities to eliminate caps on the number of scooters. Companies would get a monthly bill based on how well their scooters meet the city's criteria. Costaliola says they don't pass along local fees to users now, but if the fees are exorbitantly high, they'd consider it. The pilot is just beginning, so no rules or fees have been set. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.